This is a download from the Council of Europe. If you want to know more about our work, please visit us on www.coe.int. The modern world has brought us fast communication and access to a treasure trove of new information. Yet people still say they are demoralised by politics. Could e-democracy be the answer? Michael Remmert of the Council of Europe explains what work is being done to make it so. Michael, can you tell me exactly what is e-democracy?
Well, e-democracy is the use of new technologies to improve political participation of citizens. The Council of Europe has got involved at the request of several of its member states because they have been applying e-democracy and they are very interested in seeing what the experiences are in other countries. This is why about 3 years ago the Council of Europe has set up an experts group, and the objective of that experts group is to devise guidelines in order to improve e-democracy practice.
Can you give me some examples of how it works?
Well, e-democracy uses new technologies in order to help people to express themselves in the political realm or to obtain information. A first step would be to use information and communication technologies to provide people with better information about politics. But then you can also go a step further and actually make this interactive, make people express their views. And finally, I think we can do a lot in terms of actually helping people to make legally binding transactions over the internet.
Can you give me any good examples of where politicians or policymakers are using e-democracy?
Yes, there are a number of countries in which e-democracy is being practiced. In the United Kingdom, for example, there has been a program on e-democracy for a number of years now. Parliaments use information and communication technologies for enabling people to submit petitions. That is being done at the Scottish Parliament, it's being done at the German Parliament, which is called the Bundestag. It's also many non-governmental organisations that use e-democracy in order to mobilise their constituency.
What are the advantages of e-democracy and what are the problems?
We can provide an additional channel of political participation. There are very few people who think that traditional political participation should be replaced by e-democracy. It's rather an additional offer to citizens to express themselves. The more channels we have, the better political communication is likely to become. But there are, of course, also problems, particularly problems for those who do not have access to the internet for different reasons. Either they don't have technical access, they don't own a computer, or they don't have the necessary skills of communicating over the internet. And this is where the so-called digital divide opens up. There need to be measures that enable more people to communicate over the internet. Offering e-democracy is not the only thing. You also have to train people to actually avail themselves of that possibility.
So what does the Council of Europe hope for the future?
E-democracy will become an integral and natural part of democracy and democratic practice in our member states.